would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And yes, we have a theme today, getting by with a little help from our friends. Just spoke with Dee Dee Flounlacker at Manna Food Pantries this morning. And now I'm super excited to have a friend of mine who I got to know really well last year in our leadership class, Emily Echeverria. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, Echeverria.
Echeverria, who Great is job. The Communications Director for the Council on Aging of West Florida. Welcome. I'm so happy you're here.
Thanks for having me, Meg.
Okay, so tell me, Emily, about the Council on Aging. I was joking with her when we were on air. I said, I think some people think the Council on Aging is a bunch of old folks sitting around playing cards.
Yeah, I think not
a lot
of people
myths out there about what people do, what these organizations do.
Yes, and a lot of people know about, you know, one of our programs, Meals on Wheels. That's
right.
Kind of one of the most public-facing programs that we have. But we actually do a lot more than that. We are a small but mighty organization. Do you want me to go ahead and tell you about
Absolutely.
Our different programs?
Go for it.
Okay, so of course, Meals on Wheels, one of our nutrition programs, what it is, right there in the name. Homebound seniors have meals delivered to them by volunteers. We have another nutrition program, which is our senior dining sites. These are sites at churches, community centers. They're spread throughout the two-county area. We have 17 of them.
Oh, no
and it's
kidding.
A place where anyone 60 and older can come for a free hot meal. All they have to do is call our office and reserve their meal the day before. And that number is 850-432-1475. Answer a couple questions, and then you can reserve your meal for a dining site. And these sites are... It's a free hot meal, and we do have more people coming now for that free hot meal because food insecurity is becoming a bigger issue among older adults. But it's really more about the fellowship and having a group of people that know you, that check on you when you don't show up when they expect you, and just building that community. So mm-hmm. that is the dining sites.
Well, so often isolation and just being away from their own families, there's a lot of issues that affect seniors. So this does a couple of things. First of all, providing a meal, thank goodness. But also the companionship and just having people say, hi, how you doing? Getting a hug here or there.
Yeah.
Really makes a difference.
A group of friends. And there's also activities. There's exercise classes. Each site has its own kind of flavor, its own community. And like I said, spread out throughout the two county areas. So,
can you give an example of one, say, here in Pensacola?
We have one at Gull Point. Mm-hmm. We have one at Bayview Senior Center. That one is grab and go. A couple of them are grab and go, so you'll want to call and check which one's closest to you and which one are still grab and go from the pandemic times.
Mm-hmm.
But
is
again,
this daily that it's available?
Most of them are Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, okay. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yes. So we also have our, kind of the foundation of what we do is our social services department. So that is our team of case managers and a case aide who they're going into the homes of eligible clients to do the in-home assessment. They are putting those clients in touch with any resources that they might need, even if it's a resource that we don't provide. And they are really just helping that older adult through the journey of getting their services, managing their services, what they need, what they don't need, anything they might need like in-home services, chore service, homemaker service, any kind of equipment deliveries like incontinence supplies, that kind of thing. So the case managers are really working closely with our most needy clients in that way. And they are all, I mean, they have the biggest hearts. They're so empathetic. They're so knowledgeable. And they are really the front lines in the home learning what our seniors need.
Wow, there's so many different things that you do. So you have a couple other programs as well.
Yes, we do. The list continues.
The list continues, I know.
We have two AmeriCorps Senior Volunteer Programs. So these are funded by a federal grant, AmeriCorps Seniors. There's two programs. So this program is for seniors that are 55 and older. They're active and engaged. They want to give back to the community. They have skills and wisdom to share. They meet an income eligibility cap because these are stipended roles.
Mm-hmm.
They can volunteer in one of two ways. There's the senior companions. So that is someone who's going to volunteer with another senior to help them continue living independently. So they might be hanging out for the socialization. They might be driving them to run errands, driving them to their medical appointments, helping out a little bit around the house, and just being there to help that senior get that little extra help they need so that they are not going to have to go to a facility. They can continue living independently. And that's the crux of most of our programs is home and community-based programs to keep older adults aging in place where they're the most comfortable, because that's where they're happiest, that's where they're going to have the best outcomes, and that's where they want to grow older. So the other opportunity for AmeriCorps Seniors Volunteer is the Foster Grandparent Program.
Love this one.
Yeah, this is a wonderful program too. I get to write the success stories, and this is a really fun one because these are those same vetted 55 and older, engaged older adults that have a heart for children. And so they're in the schools, they're in child development centers, and they are helping out. They're helping out our teachers. They're helping out our children in our community that need a little extra love and a little extra attention in the classroom. And they are, you know, they call them all granny. They're basically another grandparent to look out for these kids to help them out in the classroom and get them where they need to be.
I wish I could have one of those now.
My daughter had one in her daycare when she went to Child Discovery Center at First Presbyterian. And I just thought it was someone's granny because she would tell me, "Granny gave me a treat today." Oh. And I was like, "Whose granny is coming into this daycare and just giving my kid extra treats?"
Oh.
But that was a granny with our program.
That's great. Well, this is Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. We're talking with Emily Echeverria, and we are talking about all things Council on Aging and the many services they provide. If you've got a question or you've got a concern, or maybe you've even been the recipient of a service, text in at 850-437-1620, and we'll be back right after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. Emily Echeverria is here with the Council on Aging. Tell us a little bit about the retreat program, because you have so many different services, and this is a special one.
Yes, the retreat is such a wonderful place. This is our licensed adult daycare. So it's a day program for older adults that gives caregivers respite. And many of the people there have some level of cognitive decline or dementia. And it's a place where there's a stimulating day program. They're staying engaged. The staff is so wonderful. They know where everybody's at. They kind of know the family and what the journey is. And so they know how to help that person if they are starting to get a little antsy or they need to walk around in the courtyard out back and get a little energy out. There's so much music over there because music is so great for people that have dementia. And they bring in therapy animals. They bring in educational programming. They're doing different activities just to keep everyone engaged, socializing, and just, you know, having a nice time.
Laughter goes a long way.
Absolutely.
Laughter and love.
And they're definitely laughing over there. They're playing bingo. They're doing kind of brain games, word games, that kind of thing. And it's wonderful for us at the office because we are over there in the admin side doing, you know, our day-to-day activities. You can always get that office stress going on. And we can always just walk right next door to the retreat, help out with an activity, or just hang out and see the people that we are impacting. So that is a wonderful program. And our caregivers of our participants at the retreat, you know, they're able to continue working. They're able to have a life, be able to take care of themselves because of the retreat. So it's a wonderful program. It's open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
And that's at the Council on Aging?
Yes.
It's on Roy Street?
Yes, at our location on Roy Street, kind of catty corner behind Tuscan Oven.
Okay. So another thing to touch on, too, is that obviously you need funding. So we're letting people know that you can handle take any type of donation, small, large or small. And then also we've got some events coming up, and I'm excited about this one coming up in March.
Yes, we have the Gulf Winds Credit Union Kites on the Coast coming up. It's our fourth one. It's March 14th through 16th at the Gulfside Pavilion right on Casino Beach. So right there on the main beach, we get to take it over with these massive show kites. There's a stunt kite team that comes from Michigan, Sky
FX.
Oh,
how cool.
And they're zipping around. I mean, it's choreographed. It's like the Blue Angels, but it's kites. So it's really, really awesome. And I have to say, News Radio 92.3 and Cat Country 98.7 are one of our wonderful sponsors of this event.
Yay, us.
So the cat will be out there on Saturday. So come out and see that.
So what do we have to do if you want to participate in it or support it?
So if you, we do have some sponsorships still available, so you can definitely reach out to us at Council on Aging if you're interested in that. Otherwise, it's a community event. Anyone can come out. It's free. You're welcome to make
so
a donation.
You don't have to pay to fly your kite that day.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't have to pay to come out and enjoy it or fly your kite. You can buy a kite at the event from our kite purveyor, Chicago Kite. And you can make a donation. We'll have some chance to win gifts and that kind of thing out there, or you can just make a donation. There's a woman that comes out and gives massages for donations, and she gives all those donations to us. So come out, grab a massage, wash some kites, and make a donation. And that will all go straight to our general fund. So sponsorships cover the cost of the event and add to our general donation fund, and then everything else goes straight into our programs.
Okay. So one thing that's coming back that I'm very excited about is the Rat Pack.
Yes, that's going to be our
for
big...
For those of you who don't know, this is an event that kind of went away during COVID, like so many different things, but
well,
now...
they sunset it. They wanted to kind of end on a high note, so they did a retrospective looking back at all the previous years of rats and all the honorees. So it is... in that mid-century Vegas theme Rat Pack, pick these amazing leaders from our community. They are the honorees. They're roasted and toasted, gently roasted, I suppose.
And, depending.
Yeah, depending on who the rats are.
That's right.
And then we have a gala event. This year it will be October 24th at Sanders Beach Resource Center. And should I say who the rats are?
Yes, I think so.
All right. Drum roll, please. It is Belle Bear.
Yes.
Carolyn Appleyard.
Oh, boy.
Jim Reeves.
Oh, boy.
And Mark Faulkner.
Oh, my goodness. That's a crew right there.
Yes. It was. We just had a luncheon kind of welcoming our honorees and letting them know, you know, what the timeline is going to be and what to expect. And we're so excited. It's a fun bunch, and it's going to be a wonderful event.
So just like the kite event, sponsorships are available for that as well.
Absolutely, yes.
So definitely touch base with Emily, because they've got a whole group of people, volunteers, that are putting all these events together, and every dollar goes to help our seniors in the community and the Council on Aging. If you have a question, you're listening to Pep Talk, you can always text it in at 850-437-1620. So for you, you know, you were talking about being on the admin side, but what are some of the things that when it gets stressful, what motivates you to keep going?
Well, I'm constantly seeing examples of just the way people are thinking of our seniors in the community. Sometimes they can be a forgotten bunch. But I mean, just in the last few months, we have had, you know, that first cold snap. We have a generous donor who, he doesn't like a lot of recognition. He's just a wonderful person with a heart for weatherization. He called us and just said, you know, 200 heaters are being delivered to Council on Aging.
Wow.
So we got those heaters, and this was a little bit ago. They were gone in a day and a half. And we were able to distribute those heaters to seniors in need when we got that first cold snap. And, of course, now we're in another one, so we will definitely be getting calls for heaters. I also had someone call me, just a woman who runs a quilting bee, who had seen our call out for heaters last January and then spent all of 2024 with her quilting bee. All the quilts that they made that year, they donated to us.
Oh, how
so
special.
They just called us and invited me to their end of year celebration and gave me 32 beautiful handcrafted quilts that we were able to distribute along with those heaters. And so I get to see and write about, and I did end up doing a magazine article about this quilting bee, so watch out. Actually, the next Coming of Age magazine.
Oh, good.
The cover star is one Mary Hawksing.
Oh,
and
awesome.
With Dave, yes. And there's a great interview with them. And I got to learn all about how the radio station got started. So that's really wonderful. And all they've done for the community. So, and then the Quilting Bee story is in there, because I did want to go in and learn more about quilting once I talked to these women. And so seeing these little acts of that have this huge impact from our community, where people are thinking of our seniors and we are getting the word out about the needs of this community, is very heartwarming for me. And I love storytelling. That's kind of my favorite thing. So while I do a lot of other things and the events and all these things, I love getting to talk to the clients, talk to the caregivers, talk to the people, the donors, the people who are giving of their time and their support in different ways and telling those stories back to the community.
Oh, that's so great. And we're going to take a little break right now, but we've got a couple more things to talk about. And if I want a copy of Coming of Age, how do I get on that list or how do I find one?
You can reach out to me and I can just put you on the list. There's not a charge or anything. And they're available at a lot of local places.
Okay.
Like Ballinger Publishing.
It's Ballinger Publishing. Okay, very good. Okay, we are talking with Emily with the Council on Aging at Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Got a question? 850-437-1620. We'll be back after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking to Emily with the Council on Aging. And Emily, we got a lovely text from Nancy. She said, could you please repeat the dates of the kite event? And then she says, such a fantastic organization. Donation is going on my to-do list today. Thank you. So thank you, because that's what I love to hear.
Yes, thank you so much. We so appreciate it. And that Kites Fest is March 14th through 16th. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right on Casino Beach, right behind the pavilion there.
Yep.
Outside pavilion.
Yep. And you can go to kitesonthecoast.org to learn more. And if you want to learn more about Council on Aging, it's coawfla.org.
Okay. So what do we have? A couple minutes left. What would you like to add to what we've been talking about today?
Just that we are continuing to do our mission with a lot of kind of tumult going on bureaucratically, let's say. And we are dedicating each day to serve, support, and advocate for aging adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And anyone who does feel moved to support us in any way, you know, we welcome that, whether it's your time, whether it's monetarily. We steward our support very well, if I may say so, and we would love to have more of the community involved. We don't want people hearing about us and getting involved in us just when they desperately need us, but just start thinking about it sooner than that.
Okay. And so one of the things that is happening, and so we don't get into politics on this show, however, there's a huge, possible huge, huge budget cut that's going to profoundly affect some of our local nonprofits, a Council on Aging being one of them. So now more than ever, they need our support and donations so they can keep up the services that so many of our seniors depend on. So it's a great organization, so many different programs. I have a soft spot in my heart for Council on Aging. I always have. So it's just amazing what you do. And Josh Newby is the executive director there. I understand he's going to be on the morning show tomorrow, I think, doing an interview and talking. So,
oh, is he going on with
the rap? Yeah, I think with Andrew, so you can listen to him as well. But Emily, anything else, ways that people can help, how they can reach out to you? One more time.
Go to coawfla.org. And you can find our information there. I won't give my email because no one's going to write down how to spell my last name.
It's not easy.
Just look up there or call 850-432-1475. Thanks for having me, Meg.
You're so welcome. And that's the same number if you need services too, correct?
Yes.
With the number again?
850-432-1475.
Thank you so much, Emily. Kudos to the Council on Aging.